1850 715 815.
Tish, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Philip, how are you?
Time for news of a random act of kindness. But when this young fella stopped to help you, he didn't really realise what he was going to be getting himself involved in.
No, he didn't.
What happened?
My sister and I were coming home from Dungarvan last Friday evening, and we were coming along the Dungarvan Road, and I said to my sister after a while, I said, God, you know, there's a real noise in the car. And she said to me, Gwen, and she indicated, and we pulled over, and there was a blue van behind us, but that just sped past. And there was this silver coloured car pulled in front of us, and this young man got out of the car, and he said, you're in a spot of bother. So we got out of the car, and the tyre was actually smoking.
Smoking?
Black tyre. Yeah.
It wasn't just blown out or punctured, it was smoking.
No, it was smoke. There was black smoke coming out of the tyre.
Good Lord. Never heard of that before.
No, well, I don't know anything about cars or anything, Philip, really, you know, because I'm not a driver anyway. But he was outstanding, this guy, and he got her spare tyre out of the boot, and he jacked up the car. But it was so hot that he actually burned, I'd say, the tips of his fingers.
Good Lord. Taking the tyre off, yeah?
Taking the tyre off, yeah. Taking the screws off, like. And he took it off, and he waited a few minutes then, just because even, you know, when he took the tyre off, the stuff was still hot. And after a while, then he put back on the spare tyre, and he was putting the jack down, but then he noticed that the spare was flat as well.
Oh, God.
So he said to my sister and myself, where's the nearest garage? And we said Piltown Cross, which would be, you know, a nice bit away. We told it was a mile and a half, but it was a lot further than that, actually. And this guy, Michael Mulrine, was his name, and he's from Galway. And he was going down to Ardmore to buy a dog, and he was definitely outstanding, because sometimes, you know, the youth, I don't know what age he is, but he was a young man, and, you know, they don't get enough praise at all.
So what happened? He took the tyre, the spare tyre, did he?
He took the spare tyre, he went to the garage, and he came back, and he said, I have good news and I have bad news for you. And we thought, oh God, you know. And then my sister said, give us the good news first. And he said, well, the tyre will get you home. And he said, the bad news is, he said, you haven't a clue where you are. You know, but like,
you're the locals, and he's the Galwegian in Waterford.
We're actually from we're Yall in County Cork.
Oh, you're Cork, all right.
Yeah, we're Cork. Where you don't ever mention that we're Waterford women, because we're not.
You said Dungarvan now, in fairness.
Yeah. We were coming from Dungarvan.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me. Of all of the horrible things I could have said to you, that must be the worst.
I could never be a Waterford woman. But
the Waterford people are ringing in their legions now. Steady on here, please, Tish.
It's all right. I'm married to a Waterford man.
We all have our crosses to bear. So anyway, the poor fella, how long had it taken him to get the tyre fixed?
Well, he was gone maybe a half an hour. And he came back and he put on the tyre for us, and he was absolutely fantastic. So I'm just making a special, just to say a special thank you to Michael Mulrine of Galway.
On his way to Ardmore to see a man about a dog.
See a man about a dog, exactly, Philip. Exactly.
Well, fair play to him, and fair play to you for ringing in as well.
Yeah, well, an act of kindness.
A random act of kindness and one that
worked.
Yeah,
exactly.
Are you going to pay it forward now? Are you going to pay it forward, or have you returned the compliment to some other stranger now?
Oh, listen, I'm only waiting on the wings. If I can help anyone, I would. Is that what you're being
said? Yeah. I'm just wondering, has the opportunity come up yet, no?
No, not yet, but I'll be there to help somebody because, you know, why not?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, you can't be cruel to anybody.
Except Waterford people.
Pardon?
Except Waterford people, Tish.
No, not really. And, like, my sister did look after him, you know, and she gave him something, like, but, you know, he didn't want to take anything.
Oh, well,
You know, but, like, you know, he was just a perfect gentleman.
All right. It sounds like he was indeed. Tish, thank you very much. And well done to Michael Munroyan, wherever you are. Hope you got your dog.
Okay, and thanks for taking my call, Philip.
Take care. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Having never heard of it before, Robert has called in now with another tyre with smoke billowing out of it. Robert, what happened?
I've been down at the hospital in Drogheda, and we'd noticed when we came out that there was a slow puncture or whatever. So we went into the garage, we blew it up to the full length, and then we headed home. I live in Lusk. And we turned off the motorway, and we went into the garage just off the motorway, and it was flat again, and there was a lot of smoke about the place. So we were trying to blow it up with the garage pump, but we didn't seem to be getting anywhere. So we thought there was something wrong with the pump. So first, our first random kindness was a guy in a big truck, and he disconnected all this wire and that wire, and before you know it, he has pumping air into our tyre. Now, this took him a good 10 minutes to get to this point because it wasn't simple, if you know what I mean. But anyway, we then realised that nothing was happening. The tyre was still dead flat. And then he started feeling around the back. And there was a hole so big at the back that you wouldn't believe. And this is where all the smoke. I couldn't believe a tyre could disintegrate. So now we were stuck. We were out of tyre and we couldn't get the other one off. One was big burly guy came over. Now they spent a half an hour at least. They were water meter men at the garage, and they just volunteered to come over and spent a half an hour. And my daughter said, "Would you not?" At the end, my daughter said, "Would you not offer them some money?" And I said, "They would be insulted." And I said to him, "Would you like something for a drink?" Just that's the way I put it, but rather than saying money. Uh-huh. And I said, no, you're fine. Now, it was at a time when there were some of these demonstrations going on with the water meter guys. And as I said to your interviewer, I if they turn up outside my place, I'd be welcome with cups of tea.
Very good, very good. All right, thank you very much, Robert.
No problem, bye-bye.
Take care.